how do you sustain your prophetic gift? So there are many of you here, you have been called into some form of prophetic gift. How do you sustain the gift? When I was 9 years old, God started speaking to me. When I was just nine years old, God started speaking to me. And in the university, this thing came out so strong. The gift came out so strong. And God has been speaking to me many, many ways, internationally, nationally, about issues and all that. Now, how do you sustain the prophetic gift? Number one, I have three understandings. If you want to sustain your prophetic gift, you know, because we don't have much time, I have tried to summarize a lot of things. So just forgive me. We will give you opportunity to ask questions. The first understanding you must have when it comes to sustaining the prophetic gift is understanding the power of humility. Understanding the power of humility. God gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. God gives grace to the humble and he resists the proud. If you want to really sustain the prophetic gift, one of the things you should do is to walk in humility. Walk in humility. Anytime a man walks in humility, he receives more grace. So if you want to sustain the gift, then walk in humility. The more you walk in humility, the more God exalts you, the more God lifts you up. The second thing you can do to sustain the prophetic is to understand the power of the word. The power of the word. You see, a lot of people began so well with the prophetic, but because they did not have the word in them, they fell on the way. The word is very important. The word is very important. Every student of the prophetic must be a student of the word. So the word of God is able to enlighten you. It's able to enlighten your spirit. The Bible said that the entrance of thy word bringeth light and understanding. So if you want to have access and understanding and have light into the things of God, then you need the word. You understand me? Then you need the word. The word will help you sustain, because sometimes there are many things you see and hear. It takes the word to really charge the prophetic gift and understand. So if you want to sustain your gift, go for the word. Number three is understanding the power of usage. The power of usage. Anytime you are using anything, the thing grows or the thing is sustained. In fact, when you read the Bible, you come to understand that as long as people were using their gifts, they were sustaining their gifts. If you want to sustain your gift, use the gift. Use it. Because if you are not using it, you cannot sustain it. The gift will die. Sometimes the reason why you are not seeing and hearing is because you are not using the gift. One of the reasons I was telling somebody, one of the reasons I established, God laid on my heart to establish the Healing Room Global Family and ministry God has given us, is because I want a platform where I can always use my gift so that the gift will not die. The more you use your gift, the more you sustain the gift. If you don't use the gift will die. The gift will not be sustained. So these are the three main things if you want to sustain the prophetic gift. The first one is understand the power of humility, because it will increase your grace. Number two is to understand the power of the word, because it will sharpen you and it will always put you on track. And the third thing is to understand the power of usage, because the more you use the gift, the more the gift is sustained.